A man who stands for nothing will fall for anything. Hey, what's up, guys? It's Jacob from the JDT Podcast. And today's episode is What Do You Stand On? When I mention what do you stand on, what I mean by that is, what are those factors that are in your life right now that is compelling you to continue pushing forward and forcing you to stay straight, stay upward, continue to moving in a positive direction in order to gain your success? I find myself in challenging positions when I tend to deviate from my line. And now we're all guilty of it, so I'm not here to just throw myself under the bus, but we're all guilty of deviating off of our course or falling off of our line a few times while we're attempting to earn our success, whatever that point may be. But one of the things that I utilize to stand fast and ensure that I stay on track is that I remember my core values. Now, of course, I'm in the military. I make that very clear. But core values, each branch has their own. But what are yours for yourself? A few of mine that I value very nearly and dearly to my heart are the ones that I find to be being loving, caring, and passionate about anything that I'm involved in. I don't care if it's something as small as being an assistant coach volunteering at the recreational center, or if it's something to do with my day-to-day life and activities. But everything that I am involved in, I am very passionate about, and I tend to strive and give my all. So when I say, what do you stand for, and finding your core values, what are the things that you will always ensure to give your all in all each and every day when you're facing those factors? A lot of us tend to fall off course or get off track. And what we have to do is continue to get back on pace and get back on track and stay focused. Focus is one of the power words that I enjoy using, to where when I'm expressing myself or I'm using focus as a strong point in a speech, I use it not necessarily as what I'm finding for my eyes to lock in on to keep me on pace, but more so to ensure that I am on track. I set these miniature goals for myself each and every week or we could say task, because they're more so tasks. So I set these tasks for myself that I follow each and every week, and I set them out to ensure that they keep me on my line, to continue myself and stay on from not deviating off of my course. When it comes to life, it does get kind of tricky because life throws curveballs at you. For anyone who's played baseball, a curveball is, you know, especially if someone can throw it pretty well, it can be a tricky pitch to hit. But life throws these curveballs at you that we can't always predict when it's going to break or when it's going to deviate off course. That's life. One thing that I enjoy doing, from a conversation that I had with someone earlier today, was about the gym and how I tie the gym into life. I look at the gym as my stress relief, a breakdown for me to take out any frustrations, ensure that I stay healthy, clear my mind, and time away from society and the world in the total. I do work out with headphones in, but one thing that I do tie life into is like a squat. When you're squatting, you're putting all the weight and pressures of the weight onto your back, and you're going down to the ground and coming back up. I tie that into life due to the fact that life can throw all of these different weights onto your back, and we have to carry them around and move around through life each and every day, where we encounter other people, where we encounter numerous personalities, and we have to move in such a format that people don't need to know what we have upon us. They don't always have to know what we're going through. If we're facing a challenging time, if we're facing a hardship, or whatever the case may be, they do not have to know that. But back to the overall comparison of life being like a squat. You have the pressures and the weight of life, or what may be going on in your life right now, on your back. And it's kind of taking you down each and every day, each and every hour, every minute. And it's taking you down. And once you get to that level where you're down to where you've broken the 90 degree angle for everybody who works out, where you've broken a 90 degree angle, you must, again, rise up. You must use your pressures and your forces to rise up, your strength, to lift yourself back up to a standing position with all of the same weight that was taking you down on your back. So when I make that comparison as to what you are dealing with in life, you must understand that life can be tricky. It's going to be challenges. There's going to be things that come out of the woodworks and waters that try to bring you down. But it is solely upon yourself to make that option to stand back up fully and stand tall and continue to go forward. Once you get that weight up to a position or get it down to a position where you know you have control over it, you must first stand tall with it and let yourself know that that weight will not always keep you down. And even if you don't get it the first time, it's all about getting to a point to where you can build yourself up strong enough so the next time you come into, I guess you could say, an interaction with that same amount of weight, you know for a fact that you are prepared this time. You're ready to go to battle with that weight. You're ready to face it, and you are ready to conquer it. Because at the end of the day, this is not about us taking the loss. It's not about us settling. It's not about us losing the fight. But it's in complete totality about winning the war. And the war is finding your successes, becoming everything that you knew you could become, and finding these things that you knew were in you to be able to lift yourself up and fight and win with no issues. We're always going to have problems. We're always going to face our fears each and every day. A dream too big for others is the one just right for you. That's what most of the times when we have these fears or these what we call bad dreams or these challenges that we face. For others, other people could not handle those issues. Other people could not handle those fights, those nightmares, those battles, those wars that you have gone through. But yet, the thing that I need you to understand is that you are still here. You're still continuing to live. You're still continuing to rise. Even when things get bad and get worse and start to feel like they're tearing you down and pulling you down more and more, the thing that I want you to remember is that you are still here. You have not forgotten where you've come from. You remember the strength and the times where you would have failed lifting this weight up off of your back. The times where you know for a fact that you were not strong enough to get this weight off of your shoulders. But yet, now when you get under that bar, or when that pressure starts to stand over you, or when the challenges and the weight of those moments start to take you over and you feel like you're about to be overcome by all of this weight and pressure on your shoulders, you then rise up. You then stand tall. You then stand right in the face of those challenges, those people, those fears, those nightmares that keep you up at night, and you conquer it. You destroy it. You must know every time you open your eyes that you have a new moment to show the world who you are individually. And you must show them who you stand upon. And you must know each and every day that you are able to conquer and accomplish everything that you are facing. One of the things that I continue to tell myself, and it makes me happy to be able to know that I'm not as strong as I want to be right now, but I know that at any moment, whatever challenge that life tosses at me, I'm going to body it. I'm going to destroy it. You can bring it my way. I'm going to eat it up for lunch. Like, we have to all have that mentality. And it's not being cocky. It's not being so, it's not just anything about arrogance or anything of that nature. But what it is, it's about telling your mind that you know that you can handle this. It's about telling your soul and believing it in your mind and soul that you can handle it. In order to move your hands, in order to move your feet, your head, or your body, your mind must tell your body to do so. And your body will move that. But first, when it comes to challenges, you must first believe in your mind that you are able to conquer that. You must know without a doubt that you can conquer whatever you are facing. There will be numerous challenges that if you aren't standing for something, or if you don't remember what you are standing for, these challenges will knock you down and you will fall for anything, whatever they are. Going back to your core values, when it comes to those, you must lock in on those when the times are trying. There are going to be trying times, regardless of how you may feel, regardless of what you may face. There will be trying times. Know that they will come. Some of us are going through trying times right now. I can think of numerous people that are out here right now that are facing difficulties with issues back at home, even issues out here on deployment. But at the end of the day, you must understand that these trying times are temporary. But while they're here, embrace them. Embrace them. That way, if you embrace them, you can knock them out of the way now. So that way, the next time they roll around, if they even come back around, because you must remember that we have to put the fear into the challenges that try to take us down. Put the same fear into those challenges that they once put in you. You must understand that you aren't the same person that you were yesterday when you woke up today. You're not the same person that you were in this position 3 years ago. Hell, even a month ago, you've grown. You've built yourself up. You've been working your mind out. You've been working your faith and your soul out each and every day while facing these challenges that not too many people knew about, but you knew about them. You knew about the issues that you faced. You knew about the problems that you were going through. You knew about the issues that other people did not even know. But guess what? You're still here. If everybody was able to go through what you had going on right now, I guarantee you, you'll have people telling you, "Well, man, this isn't as bad as what I was facing this time last year." Or, "Man, you know what? You got it pretty easy." Or you may even have people telling you, "This shit is hard. I'm not able to take it. I'd die if I had to face what you're facing right now." What we don't understand is everybody has their own challenge each and every day. Everybody's challenged by something. They face a monster that is there to help build them. But some people do not make it out of the face of that monster. But I guarantee you one thing. You're going to make it. You must know it. You must believe it. You must feel it within you that you're going to make it and nothing will stop you from making it. You have to understand, even if you tell yourself this every day, "I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. I don't care what it is, how bad it may hurt. Cry, let it out." But also understand that these aren't tears of defeat. These aren't tears of sorrow. These aren't tears that are saying, "You have destroyed me." These are tears knowing that, hell yeah, it's hard as fuck right now. It is so hard and I just want to give up sometimes, but I remember my core values and I can't let up. I remember what it is that had me start in the first place. I remember what it is as to why I am still standing today. It's other people depending on you. Those people may not even be here right now, but you have to understand, you have to dig deep sometimes. You have to stand up and step into it. Sometimes it's things that come into your life that you don't even know that are making you step into the shoes that you felt like you weren't even ready to step into. But life hit you and propelled you forward. They pushed you right into those shoes, and it made you understand that, hey, it's time. It is time for you to become the person that you were meant to be. It is time for you to have the faith, build the mindset, build the strength, build the faith, build the heart, build the body into what you were supposed to be in a long time ago. But hey, it's okay, because at the end of the day, we're on our path. We are on our journey. So our time is our time. And what I mean by that is that you're on your own path. You don't compare yourself to others. Even if they're going through a similar situation, you can't compare what they did with their life to yours. Even if they're successful and you're successful as well, you can't compare your success to theirs. Just be grateful that you have it. Understand that you know what you've been through. You know where you've come from. You know the steps that you had to take to become the man or woman that you are today. Some of us have to fill those shoes earlier in life because life forced us into doing that. But at the end of the day, we must first understand that the person and the factors that we face that are face to face with us, where they are starting to feel as if they're blocking us or starting to feel like they're pulling us back and holding us and trying to pull us away from going forward, that we cannot be stopped. The only person that can stop you is you. And you must understand, we aren't stopping for anything, anyone, or no fears. We will step toe to toe with anyone in a ring, in life, in our dreams, in our just biggest imaginations, to understand that nothing's going to stop us. Nothing will keep us from becoming the person that we are destined to be. This is the strive for greatness. This is the strive for success. And the moment starts now. If you haven't started already, it's never too late to start. The hardest part is not even starting. The hardest part is continuing the journey that you're on. You must take a step. Even if you feel like things are so heavy on you and beating you down each and every day, the thing about it is, even if you're down crawling, even if you're down crawling, you're still moving forward. You might not get there at the time that you want to get there. You might not get there at the pace that you feel like you set for yourself, but you will get there. As long as you continue to keep your eyes up and your head high and your heart pumping and your soul full of motivation, standing tall on your core values, you will never deviate off course, and you will arise to your success. You will meet your destination point. You know, when you're in the vehicle, when you're in your car or your truck or SUV, whatever you have, and you cut on your GPS and it tells you to turn left, turn right, keep straight for so many miles. But at the end of that journey, it tells you your destination is on the right or on the left, or your destination is straight ahead. We're going towards that destination point, that final point, to where we can stand there and say, oh, I made it. I am so thankful. But let's keep going. When I just said that point there, it brought me back to an old Nike commercial that featured one of my favorite athletes, Bo Jackson. And it was right after he had won a championship. And it shows him there, and he's there, and he's, oh man, just won a championship. And he sits there for a second, and then it clips right next. The next clip is him working out again. Let's get back to it. Got to do it again. You have to have that winning mentality. And I'll be honest with you, it's not on you, it's not around you, but it's in you. It is in you. And a lot of us do not understand that we have these things already inside of us, but we must open it up. We will come to points and moments in life where we have to open it up. And a lot of us don't understand that we already have these things in you. We don't, that we have these points and these portions and parts that we need for life and to reach our goal already installed in us. That's the beautiful thing about it. But for most of us, we don't push ourselves to that point to find it. So when we're finding these points, you have to sometimes hunker down and push yourself a little harder. Get past your mind. Don't let that little voice that's in your head tell you, oh man, I'm tired. A little more rest. Oh man, I'm hurting. Let me stay in bed. Oh man, this is not it for me. I don't like the position that I'm in. We have to stay in those positions because uncomfortable. I spoke a few weeks ago about being uncomfortable, like getting comfortable being uncomfortable. We have to find that pillow and cover throughout life, throughout the challenges, to where when they come at us, we sit there and we're like, oh, I was waiting for you and I was ready, but hey, you're here now, so let me go ahead and get through you. And all it is just going step by step. Even if we're crawling, as I said before, as long as you're moving forward, you cannot be stopped. You must know that you are going to win mentally, spiritually, and as well as in your heart. Nothing's going to stop you. Stand on your core values. Stay on track. Continue to know that you are the one. You're not one of them, but you're the one. Okay? It's all right. Tears are fine. Hurting is okay. Don't bask in the hurt. Don't bask in the sorrow. Don't bask in the tears. But just remember that you're going to make it. We all are. We have to find the points of what we are trying to reach. We must follow those steps and know that nothing's going to stop us at all. No one or no problem, no issue that arises can stop us. We will find a way to get through it, get around it, get over it, get under it, as long as we continue to move forward. No one can stop you except for you. You have to be yourself pushing yourself. Be yourself pushing yourself. Envision that in yourself every day. See it, say it, and believe it. And I guarantee you, you're going to achieve it. Nothing's going to stop us. We're going to places that other people won't even imagine. Others can't even see. Even the ones who told you that you wouldn't make it there, you're going to prove them wrong. I can't wait to see it. Life is so beautiful right now. We have so many gifts inside of us that we have yet to open that are ready. Gift wrapped perfectly with a beautiful bow on top, still up under the Christmas tree, that we have yet to pull out with our names on it, with our gifts, showing us and letting us know that everything's going to be okay. We're going to make it. Nothing's going to stop us. We can't be stopped. We're going to prevail. We will always win, regardless of how many times we get knocked down, regardless of how we feel like we've run into a wall. We will always win. Again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And I enjoy doing these episodes and being able to reach out with everyone. It's always great, heartwarming. And I love hearing everything, all the positive feedback. And even if you have negative feedback, let me know. Tell me how I can be better to help support you as you go through your challenge of standing tall on your core values and what you stand for. Peace.